And welcome to our cyber safety podcast. It's part of a series of podcasts developed by young people in the PodSquad Erasmus Plus project. I'm your host today, Nikita, and I'm here with Katalin. Welcome, Katalin.
Welcome. Thank you for inviting me. It is a pleasure to be here.
So, as a person who actively uses the internet, what could you tell us about the importance of cybersecurity in our lives?
Nowadays, it became a serious problem because to compare with the past, we use much more gadgets that could be easily hacked, so everybody should be on guard and do everything to secure themselves in the space of internet. So, if you do not want to be hacked or tricked easily, you should start with connecting two-step verification to your accounts, using different passwords for each other, and do not trust anybody who is trying to get something from you by using text.
Yeah, I understand this. I also do some of these things, but for example, what can be the dangers of not being careful when using your device?
Oh, there are so many. For example, if you are a gullible person and click to some links that you received on your mail, it could lead to different endings, from losing your account to losing your money from your credit card or giving to hackers access to all of the functions of your phone. We could check your camera and film you whenever we want. We could record your phone calls or just your voice when the phone is in your pocket. Get access to your geolocation or connecting your device to a net which is used for DDoS attacks.
It's very hard to protect. I understand this, but it's very hard to protect against all of these things, attacks. So, as an ordinary person, what can I do to become cyber secure, cyber safe?
So, for everybody, I have 8 advices that will help you to prevent being hacked or tricked in the internet. First of all, delete all the photos with passwords from your phone, because the photos are the first thing that hackers could get when they hack your phone. Second one, don't save your password in browser, because browsers aren't so safe, and if they are hacked, we could get all of the passwords from all of the sites that you saved them.
Of course.
Yeah. Don't press any links from commentaries, because those are such a phishing letters that if you click, you won't see anything happen, but you lose every data from your device.
Yeah, many things can happen.
Connect two-step verification. This is a certain thing that will help to be much more safer. Better use the applications of the shops, but not the sites, because applications have their authentication. Don't use photos with your credit card to receive the transactions. It is enough with the 16 digits. Set your profile from social media to be private and cannot be found by phone number. Do not believe to person that know your name, even if it's a close friend that needs money. You better call them and ask if it's okay.
Yeah, it was very insightful, all of these 8 steps. But for example, what if I don't know all this, and how can I know that I'm attacked? How do I know this?
It depends on what type of virus did you get, but usually you don't know that you were attacked. And if you get just a mining virus, which is the worst thing that could happen, is breaking your device because of the overheat. But if you got something bigger, you just won't know about it until the day that you'll discover that you don't have any money on your credit card. Once you get hacked, you can do nearly anything. The only thing that could help you is another hacker, but who works for justice and will write a code that is better than the other one.
Well, you know so much information about the cybersecurity. How did you learn about all these things? Have you ever got hacked?
Personally, me, not. But some of my friends did, and I guarantee you that they weren't happy about it. 2 of them were hacked in such a stupid way. We got a message like, you won $1,000 if you in our last lotto. Click to this link and receive the prize. We clicked. And nothing happened, but instead of getting $1,000, we lost everything we had on their cards.
Well, that's such a funny story at some point, but yeah, these things can happen. And the last one for today, how do you see the importance of cybersecurity in the future? Like, what can it develop to, in your opinion?
Personally, I think that this topic is one of the most important because we live in a world where the process of development is very fast and every day we invent new and new technologies that help us in the daily life. To compare with the past, now the world is much more high-tech, and if you will not be careful about your cybersecurity, it could affect your life very hard, from stealing some data from your account to breaking your house by hacking the TV, vacuum cleaner, washing machine, etc. So, summary, I think that now everybody should learn about this topic, at least something, so their life will become safer and comfortable.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a very important topic, especially in our world. This was a very interesting discussion with you. Thank you, Katalin, for your opinion. I hope everyone enjoyed listening to our podcast. Thank you for listening, and please follow the PodSquad project and listen to all the rest of the podcasts developed in this series.